From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. On Tuesday, sharply divided U.S. voters head to the polls to elect a new president. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has our report.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are making a furious last-minute push for votes, ensuring their core supporters get out to the polls. Trump continues to make a strong push in the key swing state of Florida.
We're on the cusp of an incredible historic change that transfers power from a failed political establishment and returns that power to our families, communities, and citizens, to you.
Clinton tried to rally supporters in Arizona, which usually votes Republican.
And when your kids and grandkids ask what you did in 2016, when everything was on the line, I want you to be able to say, I voted for a better, stronger, fairer America.
Both candidates are focused on rallying their base supporters. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Also in the news, the United States has joined other countries and the UN in expressing concern about Turkey's arrest of a dozen parliamentary deputies of the pro-Kurdish HDP, country's third largest political party. Hours after the roundup, a car bomb, killed 9, wounded 100 more near a police station that in southeastern Turkey. Some of the lawmakers were being held there. Heavy fighting has erupted between jihadists and Iraqi special forces in eastern Mosul as they continue to push deeper into the Islamic State stronghold backed by U.S.-led airstrikes. Meantime, the U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights said Islamic State militants are continuing to forcibly transfer civilians to Mosul to provide shields for themselves. This is VOA News.